Right, we're still in the company of Letterkenny University Hospital Choir, and its choir director is Winnie Fell with an E. Good morning again. Thank you so much for sticking with us, Winnie. Right, we're going to hear this time Bambino, am I right?
That's right, yes.
So you have to get
little
in...
Italian number.
Oh, lovely. You have to get into your position, so I'll allow you to do that. Thank you so very much indeed.
Okay, thanks.
Our second track then from the Letterkenny University Hospital. We've got 14, 15, 16 people here with us. We're so pleased. This is the Bambino.
Bambino, can you hear? The bells are ringing so clear. Down through the valley echoing, songs of happiness they sing. Santa Natale, Bambino mio, Santa Natale, Bambino mine. To you and all mankind, down through the valley echoing, songs of happiness they sing. Bambino, don't you know that many years ago, a little child from heaven above brought to us eternal love. Santa Natale, Bambino mio, Santa Natale, Bambino mine. To you and all mankind, down through the valley echoing, songs of happiness they sing. Such joy our hearts would feel if in the manger we'd kneel, with angel choirs for company, that first life we would be free. Santa Natale, Bambino mio, Santa Natale, Bambino mine, to you and all mankind, down through the valley happiness they sing.
I love the laugh at the end. That's absolutely wonderful. The Letterkenny University Hospital Choir. Very shortly, by the way, we're going to be joined by more of you who are listening to win some great prizes. But Winnie, you are going to do one more for us. I want to thank you before you begin, by the way, to all of you for getting together and coming up and looking so festive in all your Christmas jumpers. We really appreciate it. And you're going to finish with the holly and the ivy, isn't that correct?
That's correct. Just to say, Greg, it has been a bit difficult for us because we don't have any music. So they're depending on us kind of hitting the right note at the very beginning. And sometimes I do sing it a bit lower than it should be.
Well, so, we were completely oblivious to all of that, but thank you for the information because it sounded absolutely wonderful.
Okay, so we'll do the holly and the ivy.
Thank you so much, Winnie. And thank you to all the ladies. And Merry Christmas to you and all of you.
Thank you.
And a big thank you to all of the ladies coming up. Whenever you're ready, Winnie.
Okay,
and this is, finally, the Letterkenny University Hospital Choir and the holly and the ivy.
The holly and the ivy, when they are both full grown, of all the trees that are in the woods, the holly bears the crown. Oh, the rising of the sun, and the running of the deer, the playing of the merry organ, sweet singing in the choir. The holly bears a blossom as white as lily flower, and Mary bore sweet Jesus Christ to thee, our sweet Saviour. Oh, the rising of the sun, and the running of the deer, the playing of the merry organ, sweet singing in the choir. The holly bears a berry as red as any blood, and Mary bore sweet Jesus Christ to do our sinners good. Oh, the rising of the sun, and the running of the deer, the playing of the merry organ, sweet singing in the choir. The holly holly and the ivy, when they are both full grown. Of all the trees that are in the wood, the holly bears the crown. Oh, the rising of the sun, and the running of the deer, the playing of the merry organ, sweet singing in the wood.
Yay, thank you so very much indeed. That was absolutely wonderful. By the way, if you haven't got your ticket for the car now, you're within 3 or 4 minutes of the lines closing and we can't process any after 11:15. It's a very strict cutoff, 11:15, and we'll do the draw after 11:30. Rose Boyle is on beautiful Arranmore Island. Hi, Rose.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
Lovely to speak to you, Rose. We were out there doing the Camino during the year, and it was the first time I really got to walk around the back of the island and have a look out into the Atlantic. It's a lovely place to live, Rose.
It's beautiful. It's really nice. Yeah, it's lovely, very scenic, and it's beautiful today, actually. It's so calm, so it's really lovely place to live. Yeah.
I know this might sound not practical, but I love it in the house when you're lucky enough to have a roof over your house. And you're lucky enough for it to be a secure house, and the wind and the rain, it's lovely too, though. Do you like that, no? Or do you prefer it just nice and calm?
Oh, absolutely. I love when it's stormy and the waves, just looking out the window at the waves. It's excellent. Actually my favourite time of the year.
It's not just me then. It's not just me. Okay, brilliant stuff. Right, so I'm going to give you a prize if you can guess the song, right? So let's see if you know who is singing this track or even the name of the track. Here we go. I gave you an easy one, Rose.
It's my favourite, Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas.
Yay, brilliant stuff. And Santi will be about tomorrow night. There's still young ones on the island, isn't there, Rose?
There is, yeah, there good is. Stuff. I have nieces and nephews now, so Santa will be coming to
excellent
them.
Stuff. Oh, brilliant. So you might not nip into Arranmore before he makes it to the mainland. Right. So number 1, 5 or 2? 1, 5 or 2?
Number 2.
Right. OK, now you're going to have to get the blue or red fairy for this one, Rose, because you have won a €50 voucher for McGee's Butchers in Letterkenny. So next time you're in Letterkenny doing a bit of a shop, you can pop into McGee's Butchers, Joe McGee Butcher, and fill your boots. Thank you so much, Rose.
Fantastic.
Well done to you. Thanks so much. And happy Christmas to you. And enjoy it on the beautiful island. Right. Let us go now to line number 3, and we can say hello to Paula Gallagher in Letterkenny. Hi, Paula.
Hello, Greg.
How are you getting on?
Oh, good.
Whatever you win now, and listen, it's going to be a great prize, but whatever you win now is going to be a little bit of a disappointment, because when you saw our number come up on your phone, what did you think?
I thought you were ringing about the car.
Well, come here, the draw's at 11:30. We might keep you on the line just in case your number comes out.
But that'd be great.
But it's not about the car today, Paula. It's about one of our fantastic prizes that we have to give away. And I'm going to play you the beginning of a little song. I kind of want to be cheeky and play you a tough one, but I'm not going to. I'm not going to do that. Let's see if you recognize. I have to figure out which ones I've played. All right, actually, this might be a curveball. It depends if you're a country fan or not, but I'll help you. Don't worry about that.
I'm going to do it all over again, all over again. Oh, yeah. Driving home for Christmas Day. Can you feel the
jubilee? Any luck? Are we moving into clues territory?
Yeah, clues territory, definitely.
Right, okay.
Not into the country.
No, well, listen, this guy is very successful. His second name is the first name of Mr. Tuberty. So what's...
Derek Ryan.
Yes! We have a winner. Well done to you. Right, you... Do you know what? That was tougher than guessing it from the music. Right, come here. We have prize one. Let me see. Prize one or prize five? One or five?
One or five.
Pick one of those numbers.
Five.
You've done well there, you know. I mean, they're both brilliant prizes, Rose. But, sorry, Paula, why am I calling you Rose? you are heading to the Shandon Hotel and Spa. You've got a gift voucher for an overnight stay with dinner and B&B for two people at the beautiful Shandon Hotel and Spa, Marble Hill, Dunfanaghy. It's only up the road from you in Letterkenny. It's going to feel like a blooming holiday.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant.
There you go. So it's not a That's a Renault.
Great. Thanks very much, Greg.
It's not a Renault, but it'll do.
The Renault will be next day.
All right, come here. All right, we'll not keep you on the line. Listen, thanks very much, Paula. Well done to you. Congratulations. Do I have one online too as well, Caroline? I do. I have a very important gentleman, Tom McBurty from Carrigans. Hiya, Tom.
Morning, Greg. How are you getting on?
How's everything at Fleming Doors? Is it Fleming good?
Oh, good. I finishing off today for the holidays. So
I was chatting to the big boss. I was chatting to the big boss in the city of Derry Airport there last week.
Yes, Andrew, gentleman. Yeah. Good man. Good business man.
All right, we're not on air yet. What's he really like? No, I'm only messing. Come here, you're set for Christmas.
I'm working towards it. I'm getting there. A few things to get yet, but I'm getting there.
I know that you love your music, right? So do you use this, especially when you're off work from Fleming's, do you use this as an opportunity to get out and about even more, checking out what's going on around the place?
I do, surely. Love all types of music, I can't get enough music times, but
who's the number one?
Daniel there on Sunday.
Yeah, he's with us now. He's coming up with us now in the next wee while as well. Daniel O'Donnell's going to be on the show, so looking forward to that. I would say it's particularly special in that Kincastle church setting too. There's just something else about it, isn't there, Tom?
Yeah, it was fabulous. Absolutely amazing to hear Daniel sing Jim Rees songs, and it was just amazing, you know, and the choir behind him as well. All the locals there was just so, so nice.
Yeah.
And it was for great causes too as well.
All right, let's see if you can identify this song. One second, I don't even have the blooming fader up. Here we go. Boom, 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 boom. Now, I don't think Daniel sang that one on in Kincastle Church, but do you recognise that one, Tom?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, it's the first name is The Big Man in Red and White, and the second would be...
Come on, Tom!
Do you recognise that voice? I'll tell you, if you recognise that voice, I'll give you the prize, Tom.
That's David, is it?
No, it's not. Try it again.
Santa Claus.
Tom, answer the question.
Who's that?
Santa Claus.
Well, he's as good as Santa Claus.
You're nearly there. You have half the name of the song.
David James, David James in the background.
It's not David James. You saw him at the weekend, Tom.
Oh, it's Daniel. Oh, how are you getting on, Daniel?
So that's, you know what? We'll give you the prize for that. And we've one prize left, and it is, let me just see. I don't want to make sure accidentally I double it up. Yes, you're going to have to find nine people because you are going for a team building experience for up to 10 people at Wild Alpaca Way. Well done to you. Thank you
Brilliant
so very
Greg.
Much
Thank
for
you
indeed,
very much.
Tom. Stay tuned.
Happy Christmas
to you. And
you.
The number one, Thank Daniel's you. Coming up very, very shortly indeed. That was nice. Right, I think I can say without fear of contradiction, the lines are now closed. The tickets are in. The draw drum. The Trombola, the winner of a €35,000 plus car is about to be announced in the next 10, 20 minutes. Anyway, between now and 12, let's just put it to you like that. But we've got more music on the way. You've already got a sneak peek of a conversation we're going to be having with Daniel O'Donnell. He's in studio. He's in good form. We're excited. Brian McKea, a singer and musician from Gwydor. Good morning to you. Thank you very much for joining us. How are you keeping? Hello?
Hello.
Hey. Is it McKea, is it?
Yeah, McKea.
McKea. Okay, sorry. Okay, that's it. Because that's McHugh, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Because I'm Hughes and in national school I was McKea. But anyway, right. There you go. That's what the master told me anyway. Hey, come here, Brian. How long have you been singing? How long have you been playing music?
Oh, I can't even remember that far back.
That's good. That's good.
I was very young, yeah.
I take it there's influences in the house then, so?
I mean, my sister was always playing and singing and stuff, but no, not many other musicians, though.
I don't think I've had you on this show before, actually.
No,
so this
not
is really exciting, brilliant. But you've been on Highland before.
Yeah, I was with Colin Furter. I was in.
Excellent stuff. He does a brilliant show, doesn't he? Award-winning show, actually, it should say.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be performing for us. You're taking the Christmas off. You've nothing to plug. No gigs coming up.
No, I don't.
I have a feeling, though, you'll be singing in houses around the
yeah.
spot. You know, when you've got a bit of talent, if there's a sing-song going, you're going to be there, right?
I know, yeah.
So you just never know where Brian will turn up. But are you doing one song for us, is it?
Yeah, one song.
Okay, and this is a real treat because it's When a Child is Born and you're going to sing it, Ask Elga, for us.
Yeah.
Okay, Brian, fantastic stuff. Take it away whenever you're ready. Really looking forward to this.
Thank you.
Log couchings and spare no real tigala ni skin in the rear her fought and on your that was so
Brian, that was absolutely lovely. It really genuinely was. And the singing was amazing. But the accompaniment, your own accompaniment there, and that particularly that piano solo in the middle, absolutely stunning. I could listen to that all day.
Thank you so much.
I really could. It's a shame to let you go only doing one, but sure, that's all you're prepared for, isn't it?
I could sing another one.
You could bang me one more out. Because it's a long way in from Gridor, isn't it? It doesn't have to be Christmassy.
Anything I can sing Silent Night, Gaelic as well.
Really? Okay, well, I'm not letting you away with one then.
Right.
Okay, so you're happy to do that. I'm not putting you on the spot, right?
No,
okay.
Well, I'll try it anyway.
That's the end, boy. All right, brilliant. No, because it would just be a shame to let you go, having just heard one. So, Brian, Makia, are you going to do Silent Night for us, Oscar?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Whenever you're ready, take it away.
Okay,
what a treat.
Thank you.
Good man. Thanks so much.
Mm-hmm.
Done, Brian. Thanks so much for that. Brilliant stuff. You can whatever you want to do, you can. You're that talented. Thank you so much.
Thanks so
Look
much.
After yourself. And now you stick the reverb on, Joe. I'm only messing. We'll chat to you soon. You'll come back. You won't be a stranger, right? Okay. Yeah. Thank you so very much, Brian. Have a very happy Christmas. He's not gigging formally, but if you hear a racket coming out of some houses in Gweedore, it's probably Brian there.
Right.
All right, buddy. Look after yourself. Thank you so very much indeed.
You
You're very, very good. That's Brian McKea, who is a singer and musician from Gweedore. He sang When a Child is Born and then Silent Night. And just to point out, he was accompanying himself there on the keyboard piano. Okay, we have a little bit to squeeze in the last half an hour. We're only giving away a car and the man himself, Daniel O'Donnell, after these. We're joined in studio now by the man himself, Daniel O'Donnell. Hi, Daniel.
Good morning.
Thank
nice
you
to
so
be
much
here.
For joining us. How are you? Let me just move.
I'm fine. Yeah, I'm grand.
Good stuff.
Thank you.
Just listening to some of the acts that we've had on the show over the last couple of days and again tomorrow. You know, we just have a conveyor belt of talent, don't we?
It's great. I was listening and you know, it's great to hear all the local people, and well done to you for giving people a chance to get on and sing. And
It's
lovely at this time of year, too.
Young Brian there, you know, singing in his own language.
Yeah, it's lovely
himself.
To hear the it's, Irish.
And him so yeah, young coming
yeah,
through.
Just great.
Really is brilliant. You've been spending 2025 saying you're taking a break.
I'm officially on my sabbatical.
Are you now?
Yes.
I was going to say, every time you're
officially.
Taking a break, you're singing. Right, okay. How's the news been received? Because, I mean, you've been trying to make it really clear that, look, this is a sabbatical. I'm not going anywhere, but I'm taking the foot off the gas a little bit. But you're almost constantly having to explain that.
I know. People are great. The good wishes. You know, it's not big news. Somebody just taking a step back from what they're doing. But the people that, I suppose, follow what I do and enjoy it, the goodwill is amazing.
Mm.
And we had a lovely night in the chapel in Kincastle on Sunday night or Sunday evening. It was an earlier show, but it was just very special. And I suppose it was ironic that the break would start there, you know, because that's one of the first, if not the first place I would have sung on the choir, you know, when I was a wee fella. So
wow.
it was a lovely atmosphere, a lovely evening.
Are you going to be very disciplined? Are you?
I am. Yes, fairly disciplined now. I mean, there's a number of things that I'm going to do. The Gertrude Byrne cruise. I was already booked for that for this coming year and 27. So I'm going to do that, and I'll be at Relay for Life in May. And the Opry shows, we'll record the Opry shows for TG Cahir.
Mm.
I think it'll be June, they'll be done, it'll be in the Millennium Forum, but that'll be advertised for people to see. And I'll be at the festival and Dunloe.
You love being at home and around home for Christmas, don't you?
I do, and I do, it's lovely.
You're like all of us, really. You know, your Christmas has evolved, mine's evolved, you know, from being a kid at Christmas to being a parent of older children at Christmas, to losing my parents, to being a dad of a young, you know, every year it's highs and lows and it takes on different forms and what have you. And thankfully now we're in a lovely space with young people in the house and everyone's healthy and happy. But your Christmases are have evolved over time with grandchildren and...
Yes, and they're all here now. You know, Michael and Sarah and the wee fella Jack came in on Saturday from Australia, and then Siobhan and Gavin. And the three from Olivia and Archie and Luke, they arrived last night. So waiting now on Santa to come. That's the big thing. He'll be...
Tomorrow night.
Oh, yes, I know. Only one more. Well, two more sleeps, I suppose, until he's here. So it's lovely. I feel very blessed, really, to have the life that I have. And, you know, I always love being at home. But, you know, with having the children, the grandchildren, you know, every so often we end up going to Siobhan's for Christmas. And that's perfect too, you know. But they like coming to us. They like, Magellis says, you know, sure, we could go. Oh, but Siobhan's is a better break for me here. She doesn't have to do anything, okay. So
who's the cook in the house on
Christmas?
Magellis
is going to do the cook, and I'm not a cook. I wash the dishes. I'm at the sink continually washing. That's what I do. But you know, it's important to know your strengths, but it's also important to acknowledge your weaknesses and not be afraid of them. So stand away from the weakness and stand close to the strength.
But your strength is handier than your weakness, but so you could be playing the game here too. And you're going for turkey and ham and the usual.
We are, yeah. I could snack. We just have the regular dinner.
I do
be saying that, you know, the fuss of Christmas Day, the day after the dinner has no fuss and it's maybe better. But anyway, it's
listen,
great.
But it's just like our freezer's full of bread still, you know, as if it were 1985 and there was not going to be bread available till February the 14th.
The
you
when
just
was,
can't break
You know, when
out
I was listening to Matthew singing that song that he wrote it.
It's a brilliant song,
you know.
Isn't it?
About what we have for Christmas, and it really did, you know, it does make you think we're all. And I was listening to somebody on talking from about, you know, Gaza, and I know we can't, you know, you can't go down with all the things that's happening, but there's so much trouble too that it's, you know, as joy comes to us, there's great sadness too for some people.
What I struggle with personally is not compartmentalizing it, but actually recognizing your own space and your own happiness, but then also that there are people
I know
that
unfortunately
that have it so tough and so tough that it's unimaginable. And it's so what I try and say in the program is, because sometimes then you don't want to feel guilty for being happy,
no,
so you have
you
to be
have
grateful
to,
what you
absolutely.
Have
absolutely
but
think
also
just,
consider
yeah, just that,
those
yeah,
that
when
don't,
we are grateful yeah. Thanks be to God. But like there is, I suppose it's natural, and there'll be people listening today, I suppose, that have an empty chair at the table this year that was filled last year.
Yep.
And, you know, we have to just, that God will grant them the strength to get through, because Christmas is tough, you know, if that's the situation. So please, God, they'll get the strength to go through it and have some kind of joy. Because everybody deserves joy.
You do, and then not feel bad for it either. And we had a great poem actually from Dr. Joe Kelly yesterday about, was paraphrasing, but the person that you've lost is at Christmas with the Lord, as I think it was put. Are you good with downtime, right? So your schedule obviously is going to be lighter in 26. You're taking a sabbatical. You are doing those gigs that you committed to. Are you good at maybe heading away and sitting and reading or listening to music?
I don't read.
Or
I can sit and do nothing.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm not a big reader now.
Yeah.
I could tell you how many books maybe I've read in my life.
I never got through the one I started.
Puss in Boots, and then I didn't read anything. I didn't read anything till I was 40. Well, that's terrible, but I mean, there's some people avid readers. It was never, I like being involved with things, you know. What I really get great pleasure out of, I started playing bridge.
Right.
About not quite 10 years ago, and I just love it. I always played whist. Mm. I won at the whist in Kincastle Tuesday night. I got a €30 voucher for Lidl. I got
the top man.
So I was well happy with that. But I love the bridge, you know. It's a difficult game, but it's a great game. And then I play a bit of golf too.
Mm.
And, you know, Critch Island Golf Club I go to, you know, that's the local club, and we're blessed to have it so close. So that's what my hobbies are, I suppose, what fills the time.
And what's your handicap at golf?
Oh, I have a wild big handicap.
Go on, if it's under 20.
Oh, it's not under 20. Right, okay. This new handicap came in, but I'm 25.9.
That's not
and
bad.
And Dex Harris is sight.
Is it?
But anyway, that'll be part of the sabbatical
that's
now.
What I'm going to say, right? Fast forward December. December 26th, might you be at?
I might need to go to Lourdes. do a tour of the shrines to get it down.
Take the golf bags down to Knock and then over to Lourdes and see how you get on. Would you under 20, is that a target then?
Well, I am playing now, I have to say. I'm playing in a society in Tenerife. And it's not as big a course, but I'm playing of 13 in the society.
Fantastic.
But I go down to Critch and I'm like a donkey. It's not easy.
It's a different challenge,
people
isn't it? Links courses.
It's a short course. But I'll tell you, if you can come out of Critch, you know, with a smile on your face, you're a good golfer.
Mm. Oh, and if you started with six balls,
but listen,
if you've more than one.
Every hole has a view.
Yeah.
And honest to God, it's the most beautiful. I've been in lots, and I don't know that there's any course has the scenery that Critch has.
Critch is really, really up there, but you know, just on golf for a second, everywhere you look in Donegal, it's astonishing.
Listen, all of the courses that
it's really amazing, isn't
it? We have just the best in Donegal.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to travel. And the people that come, you know, especially when the Americans come, if you meet them on a golf course, they're just overwhelmed with what they're seeing. And, you know, well done to everybody that, you know, promotes golf and brings people here, because that's another great... you know, Donegal really needs tourism.
Yeah, we do.
You know, we rely on it greatly. So anything that brings people in is a great thing.
And reflecting on 2025, I know you're involved in lots of different things, Daniel, and you give your time up, but a couple of things that come to mind, Relay for Life, of course, which yourself and Magella are very heavily involved in, and the Camino. We just got the information yesterday from the Donegal Camino, over €150,000 raised, and then the fantastic work Relay for Life does. We're an amazing county like that, aren't we?
Well, the Camino was, I went out to Arranmore this year, it was just lovely. And, you know, it's such an enjoyable experience too. Mm. And, you know, fantastic that money is raised like that. And Relay is an amazing day. And I just urge people, you know, if it's on the 23rd and 24th of May this year, and, you know, if people just could come out and support
I think what people need to do is not imagine what they think it's like, not saying it may not be, is actually to go.
Oh,
and I think
and
then that will change anyone's perspective.
And plus the fact that, you know, there's a lot of people there that are going through the cancer journey. Sometimes you don't know, because you don't feel it from them, you know. They don't look ill, but still they're maybe on treatment or whatever. And I just think to lift them up on the day, it just gives people, you know, so, you know, I just urge people, if you can put that them dates, Saturday or the Sunday, I'll be doing a concert on the Sunday.
Yeah.
It's one of the few that I'll do this year.
Well, you're only one in the county anyway,
and,
for sure.
Yes, so just if they can come out, it would be great.
Right, you'll stay with us for a second, will you? Because we have to give away a car. It's worth over 35,000 euro. Isn't it great? It is fantastic. And someone's going to get the prize of a lifetime this Christmas. We'll do that after these
messages.
They're
listening.
Oh, we'll get them listening anyway. Okay, you're very welcome back to the 9 till noon show. And in the next 13 minutes, someone's going to win a car. Hello, Daniel from Shane Devine in Waterford. Happy Christmas.
Hello, Shane.
Happy Christmas to Cliff Richard, he's saying.
I know, he's a big fan of Cliff. I forgot this camera was on.
Yeah, well, just as well that you look great. Huh? We were just saying that. No, you don't. Could you relax again? Huh? You're looking fantastic. Ian McGarvey wishing Daniel all the best and thanks for his contribution to the county over the year. A great ambassador indeed. Best wishes to Daniel. We had a lovely night in Kincastle at the church from Anne, and I think what makes that so special is that Daniel had a lovely night there as well.
Great.
And that's sort
just
of
enjoyed it.
What adds
and
to
then
the
money
thing.
Was going to the parish and to the school, like the school that I went to and Belcritch, you know. So it's good that the benefit is for the future.
Please ask Daniel to say a big hello to Bert's Carmel McDermott, an avid fan.
Hello, Carmel. How you doing?
Would you say a big hello to Daniel from Katie Doherty, who's a big fan of his?
Hey, Katie.
Just want to wish all at Highland Radio and Daniel himself and all my family in Donegal a very happy Christmas. That comes in from Irene McGeever in New Jersey.
Okay. New Jersey, my God.
And lots of people on the socials that you didn't know we were on saying a happy
isn't it mighty now? People can watch and listen anywhere.
Oh, it is wonderful. And they can watch and listen now to Damien Lafferty from Highland Motors at the mountaintop here in Letterkenny. Damien, it's the culmination of what's been a fantastic couple of weeks. Yeah. This beautiful Renault Symbios is going to a lucky winner.
Please
very, very
watch,
shortly.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Oh, good, good. It's always nice to give something back as well at this time of year, you know. That
talk to us about the car.
Fantastic car. It's a 1.6. It's a manual car, you know. It's full of all the bells and whistles, all the latest spec, all the latest safety features. It's really a new build for Renault, you know.
And would that be, it's a family car, right? Is it an SUV or is it a crossover?
It's like a crossover, you know, it's a mini SUV, you know, and it's loads and loads of room. Like, I mean, ideal family car, you know.
It really is, and great boot space.
Good boot.
All the tech, lovely big screen that to help.
Lovely screen, all your touch screens, you know.
Wireless charging, lane assist, adaptive speed, cruise control, all of that.
You have the full package,
Four wheels.
Four wheels and a steering wheel.
Yeah.
Five wheels, so.
Good one, he wasn't born.
I have the steering wheel, McFave. So, no car now has a spare wheel, it's wild.
Not at all.
I don't know what the story is with that, but I always carry that thing, the squirter thing that fills it up and gets you as far as you need to go. Actually, I say that. I did ring
the
insurance company.
I'm
I felt very bad.
Make the Volga. With the spare wheel. Yeah. I would hate to get a puncture now.
Would you not have the hands for Daniel?
Well, I would try it, but you know, what do you do when you have the wheel off? You have to run with it to the garage.
But Pete, you can ring your insurance company, they'll come out and fix it for you, you know. That's why I had to do. I hit a pothole and that's it. Right, I'm looking at the scenes outside Highland Radio and very shortly we're going to be, I suppose, celebrating someone winning. It's very exciting. Right, okay.
Is the car outside?
It's literally outside, Daniel. Yeah. But we're going to keep you in here nice and warm. Don't you worry about that. Right, so let's do the draw then. Okay, so we're going to be favouring this camera here, Sean. Sean's going to open the Trombola. It's been spun and it's been spun.
Right,
it's been
spun. Are you pulling it out?
No, Daniel. We're going to get you to do it if you don't mind. Oh, right, so here we go. Dig deep.
I won't look.
No, don't. Well, you don't know anything about it.
Is there names in here?
No, we've just got a number, Daniel.
Well, I'll take this one.
This is exciting.
Here it is.
Someone's about to win a car. Oh.
Do we have to call out the number?
10,064.
10,064.
Sit down, Daniel. 10,064.
That's a lot, isn't it?
It is. Well, I'm not sure they go up at numerical, to be honest with you. But 10,064, that person has now won that car. We will put a name to a number. You don't have to answer the phone We want to speak to you. It'd be fantastic, but it's not about that. You have now won that car. It's just a case
now. Answer the phone if you ring them, surely.
I know, but do you know how sometimes you have to ring within five rings and then you have to answer the phone?
I would say there was nothing waiting today on
the phone to ring. Then you have to guess exactly what your annual mileage will be, and then you know, we just like to keep it nice and simple. Come here, what's the big sir was huge for you this year?
Big sir, the Renault 5, and now the Renault 4.
Like the Renault 5, I said this before. There's other cars that have come back, like the Capri and all that, yeah, and they're lovely, right? Mm. But what I liked about the Renault 5... It has the spirit of the Renault 5, if you know what I mean. It's not
fabulous,
just a badge.
Fabulous car.
Yeah. You know. Is it a good car?
Oh, yeah. It is fantastic.
Is it electric, hybrid?
Full electric, so it is.
Okay.
Full electric.
Brilliant stuff.
You know, three different trim levels, you know, and it's fantastic. And the general public seems to have grasped onto it very well, and sales have been fantastic.
You see, it's the traditionalists, as I say, you can just resurrect a name, but the shape, it's recognisable as a. I'm still waiting on the Renault 4 to come
back.
Old shape Renault 4.
Oh yes, we have it in stock.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it actually like the shape like the old?
There's orders taken already for 2026.
I'm going to have a look at that.
We have a demo on there. We have one in the showroom.
And you know what that goes to show you? That you can only go so far and then you have to come back.
100%, Daniel.
You know what
so
I mean?
True.
It's like everything, you know, and all the progression of everything. And it's great for things to go forward. Mm. But, you know, sometimes... You just have to come back to what you know.
Yeah, and I think too, there's this sense that a modern car has to look a certain way, but you can't beat the tried and tested shapes. You know?
Modern doesn't always work, and like when you see the response we've got to the Renault 5, like, I mean, it's won every major award going, like, that's...
Yeah, okay. How are we getting on, Sean? Are we reaching out? Are we just going to go with the name? Okay, we're going to give them one more wee minute, if that's all right.
Oh, they're trying to get somebody on the phone.
I know, it's ringing, but they're hoping not shy.
Isn't that great?
I left the phone outside. Maybe that's what
you're not allowed to... Damien, we're going to be digging in again if it's you. It wouldn't be funny. Hello, is that Magella O'Donnell?
That'd be some... Coup.
Well, you could take it down the road with you.
I could.
Well, it's outside and all ready to go, fueled up and all. So if anyone wants to sort of look at the range that's available, obviously now we've got two spells. It's busy all year round, right? But we've got two big pushes on with the 161, 162. So what people just call in?
Call in, you see it online. Like, I mean, but nine times out of ten, you're better calling on site.
I think you have to get your bum in the seat.
Yeah, get your bum in the seat. Yeah. You know, touch it, drive it, you know, or... We do our test drives, we do our weekend test drives, like it's to come on site and see the car in itself, like, you know, you go back to what you were saying.
Electric is becoming a genuine viable thing now. You're getting ranges up 600-700 kilometres.
It's increasing all the time, you know. And like, I mean, Renault was one of the first in the electric and the EVs. This has gone back as far as like 2012, 2013. So they're tried and tested, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I remember, and it's not in your stable, but driving the Nissan Leaf, the very first car incarnation of it, and I think the range was like 80, 90, 100 kilometres an hour. I know they come in different battery sizes, but I was blown away by the driving experience. A relatively small car, at that time, relatively small range, but I thought, you know what, when they get these going 600-700 kilometres, you're in.
It's a different drive, you know, so it's more balanced drive.
After a while, you know, in the beginning, you're kind of nervous of the electric because you think... You'll lose power, or you won't get
range
charged.
Anxiety.
You know,
range anxiety.
But
like
it works fine.
Like they're running anything now from 4 to over 600 kilometers to a charge. You know, like most people maybe wouldn't use 600 kilometers in a week. You know, so
okay, rightio. We are getting close here now. We're getting close to a winner. Let me see if we've got anyone on line one. John, good morning to you.
Good morning.
John McGinley from
Greg. Liverd.
Yes, it's Greg Hughes at Highland Radio. How are you keeping?
I'm good, thanks. And
good
you?
Stuff. Fantastic. I'm doing good. We're just ringing up to see what anything nice planned for Christmas?
Yeah, looking forward to the break.
All right, okay.
Looking forward to the break.
Very, very good indeed. Did you enter any competitions recently or anything, John? Or did you buy any tickets or anything along those lines? Yeah?
Yes, I did indeed.
Okay, well,
I did indeed.
I've got some good news for you, Mr. John McGinley from Lifford. You have won a brand new Renault Symbios car. Congratulations!
You're joking.
Well done. Well done to you. You've won a brand new car. It's worth over 35 grand. It's got all the bells and whistles, and it's yours on 261 plates, John.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you very, very much.
Congratulations to you. How are you feeling?
Thanks. Oh, I don't know. I'm shaking here. I'm shaking. I just can't believe it.
Well, it is true, and it's all
can't
yours.
Believe it.
Okay. We run this competition, John. I won't hold you very long. In association with Highland Motors, Damien Lafferty's with us. Damien, it sounds like it's gone to the right man.
Yeah, thanks be to God, and get it local. That's fantastic to see, you know.
And we have Daniel O'Donnell in studio with us as well, just
well
in case
done,
you want to...
Well done, John.
Yeah.
I'm glad I pulled out your ticket.
Thanks, Daniel.
He pulled your ticket out,
thank
John.
Thank you very, very much.
Well Hi. Done to you. John, it was Daniel O'Donnell pulled your ticket out.
I just applied the car.
Well, Daniel, thanks very, very much.
Well, we'll enjoy it and good luck to you and happy Christmas.
I'll drop up these now at the station, sure.
Ah, sure, why not? Where are you?
I'm just in the town here. Just
oh,
at the
sure,
minute.
Listen, come up, surely.
Okay.
Good. Your car, John, your car is here. It's brilliant. So come
you can
on
leave
up.
The yeah, island behind you now.
No, that's
I'm in the car.
I'll take it.
Okay. I'm
congratulations, John. Well, take your time, right? You've had a bit of a gunk. Take your time. Congratulations, John. John McGinley and Lifford. Daniel O'Donnell, thank you so very much indeed. A very big happy Christmas to
lovely.
You and your lovely family, and it's wonderful to have them all under the roof.
Great to be here, and Merry Christmas.
And we
everybody.
Appreciate you coming over
not
and saying
all.
Hello to us.
Pleasure.
Damien, thanks for working with us on this.
No
it's
problem.
Been an absolute pleasure over the course of the last week. Last couple of weeks, we've given away €10,000 and a car worth over
that's
35
fantastic.
Grand. So it's brilliant stuff. Yeah. Sean Quinn is in the, just a quick word, Sean, he's in the wings, I suppose we could say in showbiz terms. Yeah, it's been. It's, sorry, one
Motors.
Second, I have your mic down. Do that one more time.
Sorry, I'd just like to, on behalf of Highland Motors, just wish everybody a very, very safe and happy Christmas.
Okay.
And we'll look forward to seeing you in the new year.
And the show we did on Sunday night is up. On Facebook.
Oh, is
if
it really?
Anybody wants to watch it.
Okay, from Kincastle.
Aye, it's on the Kincastle Parish, and it's also on our Facebook page. I mean, it was just done. It's not professionally done, filmed, but you can hear it and see it. It's you
but
know.
But you know what I'm
thinking? Thing.
After Christmas dinner, throw it up on the big telly.
Well,
that'd
maybe,
be lovely.
That might be too much for some, you know. Maybe if you like it, watch it on your own. You know, don't be inflicting it
we
on
will
everybody.
After dinner movie.
All right, Sean.
Indigestion.
Thanks to everyone who entered.
Absolutely, Greg. It's been a brilliant draw. We've got somebody has been very lucky. They've got an incredible
John
car.
McGinley.
John McGinley. We thought it might be. A bus company or something, but it's not. He's from Lifford, so congratulations.
Someone from
to
McGinley
him.
Motors.
McGinley Motors, yeah. But yeah, so it's brilliant. Okay. It's been a great run up as well. We've given, as you say, 10,000, a brand new car. And all I want to say to everybody is happy Christmas.
We'll be back with you tomorrow morning with another very special Christmas week show. It's our Christmas Eve special. We can't wait. Thanks to Daniel again. Thanks to Damien. Thanks to all of our guests.